let's bring ourselves into page one of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday, the 6th of May. Hello to you and your ears and your head and your brain and all the things that you use, sometimes grudgingly, at this time of the day, especially on a Monday morning. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen working our way through some of the important issues of the day. And certainly all the discussion over the weekend about Syria, the confirmation from Israel. Well, I don't know. They haven't really confirmed nor denied that they fired rockets over the weekend, striking military research centers near Damascus, Syria. However, Syria itself claims it was the second airstrike by Israel in 3 days, and that it was a declaration of war by Israel. Authorities believe that Syria is the main supplier of weapons from Iran to Hezbollah. Iran says they're standing by to train Syrian soldiers for an attack on Israel. Not a great time to be taking a trip to Israel, probably. I'm guessing that, or maybe even to the Middle East. They don't like the tourist guys are not going to like all this action, but it is what it is. On Monday, a lot of the information that we have conversationally comes from the weekend television news programs, the interview shows on the major networks. And so we'll start here with a cut from NBC's Meet the Press, where David Gregory talks to Senator Patrick Leahy about the U.S. providing what's called lethal aid to the rebels in Syria.
Senator, do you think the administration is getting closer to providing lethal aid to the opposition in Syria?
I do. I keep in mind the Israelis were using weapons that have been supplied by the United States, some of our F-16s and others. They, of course, have enormous prowess with those weapons, highly trained, but very sophisticated weapons. I think the fact that they're able to go in there shows that perhaps the Russian-supplied air defense systems are not as good as were said. Our problem in who to supply is that some of these groups are strong Islamists, Al-Qaeda and others, and we've seen, like in Libya and Egypt and elsewhere, the Islamists tend to get the upper hand if they get in there. But we have given hundreds of millions of dollars in refugee aid. We've given anti-aircraft equipment to Turkey. And the idea of getting weapons in, if we know the right people to get them, my guess is we'll give them to them.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. So, Ken, you follow all of this on the social media discussions, the trends. What's turned on in terms of the discussion of Syria?
Despite these last couple of airstrikes, most people still are not at all interested in having the U.S. get involved. They want us to stay here to bring our troops home out of Iraq and Afghanistan and protect our own borders and let the Syrians sort this out for themselves.
All right, so that was, I think the number was 90% in a couple of polls last, or close to 90% of Americans don't want to be involved. Is that a fair assumption, a fair statement?
Yeah, if not even higher. I haven't seen anyone
saying this is a good
outside
idea.
Outside of certain politicians, I haven't seen anybody who says, yes, let's get in there and help the rebels.
Yeah, the administration feels like it ought to go ahead with something once again without the consensus of the public that it supposedly serves. The United States not given any warning before airstrikes in Syria against what Western and Israeli officials say were weapons headed for Hezbollah militants. This is from U.S. intelligence. Here's talk host Brian Suits with a focus on the airstrikes that have taken place on Syria, presumably by Israel. Again, they are not admitting it.
The Israelis are basically saying no comment on the late Thursday afternoon. If you recall, Thursday afternoon around 2 or 3 p.m. Pacific time, maybe a little later, the reports of Israeli airstrikes into Syria came out. Those were happening early Friday morning in the Damascus area, where Iranian aircraft were offloading new missiles to be convoyed over land to southern Lebanon to be given to Hezbollah. And so the waypoint after the airport was a Syrian Republican Guard base, and that's where the Israelis hit them. And then just 3 hours ago, again, sort of same time frame. Keep in mind, this is around, you know, 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Damascus time. So the Israelis are striking when they have the maximum advantage, that being that they the darkness is on their side. They have superior sensors and countermeasures, et cetera. And there is the assumption that some of the air defense crews, if they have been up on alert since early Friday morning, they might be tired. And regardless, they're not claiming that they haven't even fired a shot. The vaunted Syrian air defenses, which people were citing as a reason not to institute a no-fly zone over Syria, that you would have to earn the no-fly zone. You'd have to go in and take out all their air defenses. Well, the Israelis seem to be going in there at will. And there are not even reports of missiles being fired on Friday morning. And so if the Syrian air defenses are in shambles, and by the way, some of the reports are that the Syrian army has been decimating the air defense troops and turning them into infantry because they need troops. And they've been saying, hey, look, right now we need guys on the ground. We need boots on the ground. We don't need guys manning surface-to-air missiles because these rebels are not shooting, they're not flying airplanes. So get those guys out of their cushy little barracks and get them out in the field. So it could be that they have sort of self-eviscerated their own air defenses. But regardless, the Israelis now two nights, over 3 days, have struck twice into Syria. And the reason being that a few days ago, Hezbollah announced formally, I guess I should say, they've been informally fighting for the Syrians for about a year and a half. There's hundreds of hours of video uploaded by Hezbollah guys who began coming into Syria a year and a half ago with Hezbollah symbology and patches and things like that. And they've been fighting as quote, volunteers, close quote, for Syria. And now Hezbollah made it formal a few days ago. And this comes on the heels of that.
All right. So you got the picture, I believe. 888-302-3684. That's the Syria. It's interesting. The Israeli prime minister is visiting China. They sort of signaling a return to business as usual today. So this is the second time in, what, about 48 hours that there has been a shot fired and yet no admission, and Netanyahu is in China. So what do you make of all of this? Is it important for us? 888-302-3684. Let's move into a discussion of freedom. A lot of conversation about surveillance cameras, a lot of conversation about what it is that people know or don't know about your comings and goings. That's become one of these cause celebs, and for good reason. We'll get into that in a few moments here on the Good Day program.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey. Who doesn't help? So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, You're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so a lot of people are going to be interested in commenting on this, so I underscore the discussion about the use of surveillance cameras. This is becoming a big national issue, how much security there is and all this guff that you're getting from people in the government about, well, we've got to protect everybody. You know, I think that there is much to be said for having fewer of these things for all kinds of reasons. Anyway, the only new information on the Boston bomb squad here, Kenny, is that they can't figure out where to bury the 26-year-old. The family of the older brother has not found a place to bury his body. An uncle of the suspect arrived in Worcester, Massachusetts, to prepare the body, whatever that means. What does that mean? Prepare the body for burial. The uncles, along with three other non-family members, met with the directors of a funeral parlor. They were planning religious washings in accordance with Muslim burial rites. I guess that's what they mean, but to prepare the body. I wouldn't have thought there'd be much left of it after he got run over and shot up about 26 times, right?
Yeah, he was in rough shape.
Yeah, he was. According to the funeral director, the brother and other members of the family have not found a cemetery willing to take the body. It's no surprise, you know.
Yeah,
and it isn't. It hasn't got anything to do really with you know, the political correctness of it all. They know that if they bury this guy somewhere, people are going to come into the cemetery and they're going to try to dig him up. That's true. I mean, why don't they just cremate the guy? You can't. Muslims don't want to be cremated, though, right? It's against.
I don't think so.
Some sort of understanding. Anyway, so but under these circumstances, all right. So give him the body and let him take it home. What do they want to bury? They're not going to bury it here. Just not. I mean, there are other circumstances when other people who have done this sort of thing have been buried, and they have to put armed guards around the. If you want to protect, quote unquote, the body or the burial site, you got to put the guards around. Otherwise, people go in and dig up the body and do all kinds of things to it. And so, an interesting reality. Okay, so Freedom vs. Security, your thoughts and ideas, 888-302-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday morning.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's 24 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a free preview of, actually, the cover story in Time Magazine is what has prompted this, well, maybe added to it, I'm sure it's prompted it, the contrasting ideas that are pulling and pushing against one another, liberty and security. This discussion, contest, if you will, has been here in this country pretty much since It was founded, George Washington, in the Time Magazine article, had the problems of security, rebellion in the 1860s in our country because of the Civil War. All right, so let's see if we can put a wrap around this somewhat for conversational purposes by listening to a radio program hosted by Mark Amazon. Here he talks to legal analyst Mike Allen about the growing use of surveillance cameras in our country, especially in the last couple of weeks after that bombing in Boston.
Where do you stand on the growing use of security cameras, both public and private, in the wake of the Boston bombing?
Well, I'll tell you, it's something that, you know, you just have to get used to in our society now because they're not going away. And you can't really stop them unless you can show that it's an invasion of your privacy. I mean, look at the situation with the Boston bombers. I mean, but for those cameras, you know, you wouldn't, I think, have had the quick action from the police that you've had. The bottom line is,
those guys may be running loose without those cameras.
Well, yeah. I mean, whether you like them or not, they're here to stay, you know. And I tell young cops now that I talk to, because it's, you know, it's something that's definitely relevant to them, I would conduct my 8-hour shift just assuming that I'm being filmed every minute of the day. I mean, it wasn't that way back in the old days when I was a cop, but I think that's probably appropriate that cops do that now. And really, I mean, if you're in a public place, no matter what who you are, I think you probably ought to just assume that you're being filmed.
You know, you can make the argument that if you're a law-abiding citizen, you've got nothing to worry about, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, are they intrusive? Yeah. I mean, in some cases, would you rather not have them there? Yeah. But it's a fact of life now. They're cheap. They're easy to maintain. You know, businesses use them for security. I can't tell you how many cases I've been involved in, both as a prosecutor and a defense lawyer, where they've made the difference. I mean, they've made the difference both ways, more often than not, tending to show guilt, but in some cases, tending to show innocence, too.
888-302-3684. So let's go back to a case the FBI investigated back in October of 2011. The Justice Department, mindful of increasing signs of homegrown terrorism, granted FBI agents new powers that disturb civil libertarians. The feds could now data mine vast stores of information without individuals even knowing what was going on. And this, when it became public knowledge, really got people upset. The FBI could interview people under false pretenses. They had a wider freedom, range of freedom to rummage through the trash of potential sources. What does all this mean to you and your freedom and your security? The new guidelines also feature added restrictions on an especially sensitive area of FBI counterterrorism, the mosques that are located in our country. Under the new rules, agents could no longer enter a religious organization without special new approval, in some cases directly from FBI headquarters. Moreover, according to still classified sections of the new rules, any plan to go undercover in a place of worship, a tactic employed by the Bureau after September 11th that drew protests from Muslims, and certainly a lot of other people lived in various places in the country where there'd be a lot of Muslims, was subject to the Sensitive Operations Review Committee, SORC. 28 past the hour. Your call's coming up on this.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Clark. A Pew poll just found that, for the first time ever, a majority of Americans favor marijuana legalization. With Colorado and Washington State now legalizing it, is America going to pot?
Yes, generationally it's changing. People are waking up and saying, wait a minute, you know, half the people in our federal prisons are there for nonviolent drug offenses. We're spending billions of dollars ruining people's lives because they did exactly what our previous two presidents, as Rand Paul once pointed out, have done, which is smoke a little pot at some point.
I agree. The devil's in the details. This just marches forward in relatively short order within, say, 3 to 5 years. Most people are going to look back and go, wow, why was that such a big deal? But I would hate to be the people at the federal level who have to figure out how to enforce this. I would hate to be the state trooper on a Virginia highway who pulls somebody over because they're driving erratically. What are the systems and the processes going to be?
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Tori Clark.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bid you a good day. We would be Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program Monday morning. It's the first Monday, the 6th of May, first Monday of the fifth month in the lexicon of what's going on here. What is going on? To sort of quickly review, if you're just joining us, the discussion to this point has focused on the Syrian government and opposition forces fighting against each other, but Israel is a player now, and both the good guys and the bad guys, depending on how you look at this, the people who are fighting among themselves, had a common enemy. And the discussion yesterday was kind of interesting. Israel, the focus of this, because they carried out a couple of airstrikes over the weekend. Syrian opposition forces said the strike hindered their efforts to take down President Assad. These strikes have given the regime a necessary time frame to draw attention away from its crimes and massacres, the Syrian coalition said. It's not unlikely that as a result of these attacks and world distraction, more crimes will be committed. Meanwhile, the Syrian regime itself called the airstrikes a flagrant violation of international law. Like, it's almost, these things, and they go back and forth, the verbiage, Kenny, it's almost laughable what these people are just. Hello, get a clue. The other thing that I was talking about was that they can't find any place to bury the older brother in the Boston Marathon bombing. And so why don't they just take him back to Russia or someplace and be done with it. And then perhaps what might be considered by many of you the more important discussion here, the debate of freedom versus security. Who was it that said, was it Benjamin Franklin? I always wonder about this. I know the quote, and I never am sure who to attribute it to. If you give up freedom for security, you have none or neither. I think it was Franklin who said that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
888-302-3684. So we listened to a radio host, which is what we have often in this hour of the program, especially trying to take or get the understanding of how people are viewing these issues, and you get that a lot from listening to some of the better talk radio programs, which we monitor for this program. Anyway, we heard a legal analyst talk about the number of cameras that are in your neighborhood, in your town, in the states, across the country. Now, the Kentucky Derby was run on Saturday. Here's Avi Nelson talking about the Derby and how security would not permit anybody to bring in umbrellas, even though it was pouring, pouring. Did you see any of the video from this? It was pouring rain.
Oh, what a mess.
It was a mess. But you couldn't bring in an umbrella because they were considered potential weapons. I wonder if they're looking in women's pocketbooks and stuff like that. All right, let's get the overview. Listen to this this excerpt again. Avi Nelson is the host of the program.
I'm not a horse racing fan, but there's something about the Kentucky Derby. Anyway, it was pouring. It was predicted to be pouring, and as one article wrote it, no, you can't have an umbrella. I thought maybe it was because umbrellas would block the view, but no. It was, as somebody told me, anything that can be used as a weapon will be considered a weapon. They've been watching too many movies. They see an umbrella as a weapon. Give me a break. I mean, I know anything. You can get hit with a mint julep, too, but they do serve them there. Anyway, you could not have an umbrella. You had to stand in the rain. I mean, you could have a poncho, but although that could conceal Lord knows what. I remember a story, which I like to think is true. Charles Laughton played Captain Bly in the movie Mutiny on the Bounty. I mean, several versions, but this was the more famous one. Clark Gable played Fletcher Christian. Anyway, he told the story that after the movie came out, he was walking on the street, and this little old lady came across the street and started beating him over the shoulders with her umbrella because he had been, she said, he was so mean in that movie. And Charles Laughton, of course, great actor, said it was the highest compliment he's ever been paid as an actor. So, yes, I suppose an umbrella can be a weapon. However, Charles Laughton survived, and I'd like to think that most of the people at the Kentucky Derby would have survived, but you couldn't have one anyway, so we'll never know.
All right, so security versus freedom, and the Time Magazine article, which does a great deal of good to review some of these things. I was talking about the guidelines that were issued after Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. There was an immigrant from the Russian region, we all know that story, stood up in the mosque in Cambridge and confronted the leader of the parish, the religious leader, extolling King's greatness. He yelled that the leader was a non-believer and was contaminating his followers' minds. And this didn't make it in. We've heard a lot of conversation, Kenny, about what went on in terms of the FBI having information about this guy and not doing anything with it. And, you know, so it just seems to me we are following the wrong lead. But I don't know what the right lead is. I don't know. I can't tell you. If we don't have cameras, then what do you do? What did we do before there were cameras? This would be the question. 888-302-3684. All right, so let's have some callers on this, including Mitchell in North Dakota, with a focus on people paying attention in our country to what the heck is going on.
Up here in North Dakota, we've become, we're not so much afraid of the people from other countries, with the influx here, the oil boom and everything, we're becoming more afraid of people from the United States, from other states. And up here, we've got a little bit higher gun ownership, and we have a sense of community. We keep our eyes open. We ask questions. And we do a little bit of our own policing. And I wish the rest of the country could maybe take a cue from us and take responsibility. Be more responsible to keep this country safe. If every person stepped up our own security, we wouldn't need so much. We wouldn't need to give up these civil liberties. Maybe that's part of the answer.
All right, I asked Kenny whether there was something going on with our website, because this would be a good place for the conversation to take place as well. 888-302-3684. I guess this is a good, in terms of poll questions or questions we can ask of folks when it comes to serious things, because we have sort of a balance on the Twitter account at Facebook of some of the lighter things that are on people's minds, water cooler conversation, and some of the more serious things. Not to say that this wouldn't be on people's minds as they went to work this morning. It ought to be on everybody's minds. What are we seeing? What are we giving over to? And what happens to information that people file on you? Where does it go? 888-302-3684. Mike in Texas says we shouldn't be giving up any of our freedom.
There's no reason to give up any civil liberties whatsoever. I noticed the thing everybody's a little worried about is once the government starts down a road they can't turn back from it. The latest thing is are these grants for to weed out government haters. I noticed Palm Beach County got one. Get $1 million to look for possible people that might be threatening the government, you know. Now, this is just silly when the policemen just need to do their police work. For God's sakes, we can't have people from a terrorist part of the world immigrating to America. We're importing people that want to kill us.
888-553. Whoops, wrong phone number. I always do that because I got so many new phone numbers. 888-302-DOUG. The new tactics going back to Timothy McVeigh. Remember that? Bombed the federal building in Oklahoma City. And then there was the Major Hassan, who killed 13 people in Fort Hood, Texas. Then there was the fellow who planted the bomb in Times Square. And then we have the brothers. This is a reason, so they say, because of intensified American citizens getting involved in terrorism. That's why we've got to have more cameras watching what you do. What do you think of that? 888-302-3684. Online education, things that people can learn about tactics all over the Internet, all over the place. That might be a good question. Do you think things ought to be tighter on Twitter and Facebook when it comes to this sort of thing? And so the effect is what? The marathon bomber, the people who were responsible for some of these other attacks going back to September 11th, they all shared one thing. They seem to have a strong dislike of America and its government. On his news conference last week, the president suggested the bombers in Boston acted on their own, saying that one of the dangers that we now face are self-radicalized individuals who are already here in the United States. So the war on terror, is it something that needs to come back home and not have people chasing Iraqis around where there isn't a problem, or in Afghanistan? I found this whole thing very troubling, actually. Here's Marcia in North Carolina with a focus on the police and other officials.
As far as our civil liberties go, our forefathers have fought and died and been maimed and everything to protect our rights and our freedoms and our liberty in this country since the conception of this country. And to have them challenged at this point because of inadequacies done by people that are supposed to be doing a job. There was one of the gentlemen that has been identified as helping with these bombings and things that just happened in Boston that was allowed back in the country on an expired visa. Why should I give up my rights, my freedoms, my liberty, my right to anything because someone is sitting on their thumb and not doing what they're supposed to be doing when it can be corrected by people doing their jobs?
Not a bad thought there. I find especially troubled by the situation here in Boston after the bombing, the police from 24, 25 neighboring towns all in there driving around and basically in no direction, just police presence is what they wanted 4 or 5 days after the bombing. What did that do for anybody? Here's Elena in Connecticut to finish off this conversation.
I don't think that the drones that we've used in Afghanistan and Iraq should be allowed to fly over our own U.S. citizens. And I think that to be a part of a military government, you should not have to take an oath that you will fire upon a U.S. citizen. I think that the intelligence center that they have built in Utah State should not be allowed to collect all of our phone calls, all of our emails, all of our internet, all of our any of our photos that were out in private and public. There is enough storage room there to collect 100 years of information on every single citizen of the United States.
888-302-3684. So what does the government need to know? What does it not need to know? And that conversation is going to be concluded today. It may be finished for our purposes at the moment, but there certainly are plenty of other ways of angling in on that. It's 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Stolen is the latest thriller from author Daniel Palmer. We spoke with him about his new novel and his thoughts on his craft.
Stolen is about a young couple who receives a life-changing diagnosis. Ruby, the wife, is diagnosed with metastatic cancer, skin cancer, and their cut-rate insurance won't cover the cost of the treatment. Desperate, after exhausting all means necessary, the husband, John, turns to identity theft to commit medical fraud as a way of getting Ruby the life-saving medication she needs. Only he unwittingly steals the worst identity imaginable, that of a psychopathic killer, who then draws John and Ruby into his very dark and twisted game. And there's no way for them out except to play his game to the end. My favorite character in Stolen may be the psychopathic killer, and the reason why is he was so twisted and so dark and so fun to write that I really found myself just free in creating his depravity, and it was challenging and it was difficult, but at the same time it was just really fun, and I think that enjoyment, if you will, comes through in the book because he really turns into quite a terrifying character, and he creates a series of terrifying ordeals that the characters have to overcome.
That's author Daniel Palmer on his recently released novel, Stolen. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
A lot of people are going to be talking today about that limousine on its way to a bachelorette party on the Golden Gate Bridge. Was it the Golden Gate Bridge? No, it was the San Francisco Bay Bridge. On Saturday, late Saturday night, five women in the, including the bride-to-be, in the limo as it burst into flames on the bridge. They all got trapped. Four of the women managed to escape, but they were being treated for smoke inhalation and burns, so they were all together, I guess, nine, plus the driver in the car. Wow. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? 51 past the hour on Good Day. If
you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you don't like the news media, you're not going to like them any better after you hear this story. Howard Kurtz, self-aggrandizing pompous gas bag that used to work for the Washington Post and the Daily Beast, apologized on his program Reliable Sources for saying Jason Collins was not open about his engagement to a woman. In the article in Sports Illustrated, where Collins became the first active male athlete in a major sport to come out as gay. Remember that from last week? Quote, "It was a mistake that I made, and it was sloppy and inexcusable," he said, while apologizing for initially modifying the story rather than retracting it. He said, quote, "I'm truly sorry." He read the profile of Collins, but did so carelessly and didn't see that Collins said he'd had a fiance. He also said he took an inappropriate tone in a video about Collins that was made with Lauren Ashburn at the Daily Download, a site in which Kurtz's involvement has been questioned. He said he was simply, it was an unfortunate time, it was unfortunate timing that he left the Daily Beast the same day that the Collins story was retracted. Just this kind of garbage, and that's really what it is. These people who have puffed themselves up, or the news media has let these phonies, this guy. I've been with Howard Kurtz on several occasions, and he never impressed me as being anybody who, other than someone who was impressed with himself. Anyway, if you want to hear the audio of what we were talking about, I guess we have that direct from CNN. Here it is.
The show has always been about turning a critical lens on the media. This time, the media mistake was mine. A big mistake. More than one, in fact. Here's what happened. Here is why I did what I did and why it was clearly wrongly handled by me. On Monday, I read the Sports Illustrated article by Jason Collins, the first pro-male teen athlete to come out publicly as gay. I read it too fast and carelessly missed that Jason Collins said he was engaged previously to a woman, and then wrote and commented that he was wrong to keep that from readers when, in fact, I was the one who was wrong. My logic about what happened between Jason Collins and his former fiance and what was or wasn't disclosed in hindsight, well, I was wrong even to raise that. And it showed a lack of sensitivity to the issue. Also, I didn't give him a chance to respond to my account before I wrote it. And in addition, my first correction to the story was not as complete and as full as it should have been. In a video where I discussed the issue, I wrongly, jokingly referred to something that shouldn't have been joked about. For all those reasons, I apologize to readers, to viewers, most importantly, to Jason Collins and to his ex-fiancée. I hope that this very candid response may earn back your trust over time. It is something that I am committed to doing.
Ah, what hogwash. You self-effacing boob. That's all that comes to my mind. What a boob. Here's talk host Don Russell with political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts about the news media in general dictating which political stories get attention and which don't.
This week, it really kind of hit home to me about the media setting the agenda for what people talk about. You know, the president had a press conference and some news came out of that, and there's all kinds of turmoil in Syria. And, you know, it seems to me that everything that we've talked about here in the past couple of weeks post-Boston Marathon bombing has got to do with either terrorism or gun control or something in that genre. And it looks to me like it's us, the media, that's setting that agenda. Do you think that's true?
Well, there's whole literature, and I think agenda setting is one of those things that doesn't get as much attention. One political scientist talks about this policy window that opens, and this happens sometimes around a focusing event, which this would be, and that sometimes there's a focusing event, the window closes, and I think things, go on to the next crisis, really, and I hate to say that because it seems to be the case. I don't know. I think the Boston incident resurrected the terror. The new town was gun control, which isn't going away, but the lobbying has subsided, and it's not as important in the public mind, although members of the Senate who voted against the background checks are coming under a lot of scrutiny and fire.
Hey, did North Korea settle down? I mean, are they not a threat anymore? Because, I mean, they, after the Boston Marathon incident, they were absolutely gone from the front page or whatever the electronic equivalent of the front page is.
Well, I think not, but I think, you know, here's the buzz of the next few days, and that's going to be Cruz in Florida, and the fact that he's expressing some interest in a presidential bid, that's going to be there for a day or two, and kind of the disruption with our neighbors to the south, with Lindsey Graham and Mark Sanford, and that race is coming up. So that'll be something at least through Wednesday, or at least, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday.
And are we guilty of the same thing here, Kenny? We talk a lot about what's in the news media, the news talk radio stations focused on the news, and a lot of the things, especially earlier on in our program, come from that the same corner of the world. Well, I guess we're here to report, not to make news, but to report on what is being discussed, and in part that may be the reason for it. Monday, 59 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.